The council's vote would set up a seven-person committee to study taxpayer-funded campaigns for mayor, city council, and municipal judge. Supporters say public financing could act as a vaccine to protect city government from the kind of influence money has had at the state and federal level. Alderperson Ken Golden was among those who voted in favor of the study. He says he's seen a change in Madison since he was first elected in 1989.
It was a lot more innocent 18 years ago than it feels right now. I didn't feel like an innocent in this last election that I had to run a contested race. I felt like there was a lot of organized forces around there that all I had to do was look at, and if I wanted to, I could get resources like this, and I didn't like that part of it at all. I didn't like it at all.
But Alderperson Judy Compton voted against the measure. She told her colleagues that if someone can be influenced by political donations, they shouldn't run for office in the first place. Compton says you can't legislate integrity.
How is that going to guarantee a clean election? It isn't. The only thing it's going to guarantee is the taxpayers are going to foot the bill.
The proposal approved last night would only study public financing. It would be up to common council members elected next month to decide whether to move forward with it. Advocates had originally wanted this council to endorse the idea, but that part of the plan was stripped out. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.